Welcome to Energy Blast, the podcast where we discuss various scientific mumbo-jumbo we think is interesting. Today, we'll be discussing nuclear power and its impact on society. I'm your host, Roger.
And I'm Zach, your co-host.
Did you know that nuclear power makes up 17% of total electricity generation worldwide? In the United States alone, 15% of power produced is nuclear. Think that's a lot? In France, 75% of electricity produced is from nuclear power. That's huge. Nuclear power can be broken into two categories, nuclear fusion and fission. Fission is a reaction where an atom is split into two or more nuclei, releasing large amounts of energy, radiation, and neutrons. Fusion is a process where nuclei collide and join together to become a larger, heavier atom. That's just a little on the difference between fusion and fission.
Fusion reactions require massive amounts of energy to start up, and incredibly precise control over the reaction in order to sustain it. Fusion reactions occur in tokamak reactors, which contain super-hot plasma traveling around rings at thousands of miles per hour to collide at precisely the right moment to fuse the nuclei. Sadly, the superconductors used to create the magnetic fields required to keep the plasma contained require huge amounts of coolant to remain in a superconducting state. While tokamak reactors appear to be the most promising way to harness fusion energy, they still have a very long way to go before they can be used to power our cities.
Fission power is much simpler. A reactor vessel contains rods of uranium or plutonium fuel. The radiation emitted is absorbed as heat by a coolant such as water. The heat generates steam, which is used to drive turbines, thus generating electricity. Fission-driven nuclear power has been around for decades, and we've gotten very good at using it. Everything from power companies to boats and submarines to space probes often use nuclear power. Nuclear submarines were the staple of the Cold War. Nuclear-powered aircraft carriers like the USS Enterprise have become the staple of the US carrier fleet. The Voyager probes, the first probes to leave our solar system, carried nuclear reactors instead of solar panels like most satellites. And NASA's famous Curiosity Mars rover, unlike any of its rover precursors, is nuclear-powered.
But there's a catch. While fusion energy is widely used and accepted today, it can be very dangerous. If something goes wrong with a reactor, the results are catastrophic. Chernobyl, Three Mile Island, Fukushima Daiichi. Without a doubt, nuclear accidents are some of the worst man-made disasters in history. The damage they cause is completely invisible, not immediately deadly, and it lingers for millions of years. And that's not all. We have to deal with nuclear waste once uranium fuel rods lose their potency. Spent fuel rods are incredibly dangerous and impossible to dispose of. They remain radioactive for millions of years, and safely containing all that radiation is incredibly difficult. They must be kept in powerful radiation shields, usually large pools of coolant. And not only do you have to store the uranium rods, you also have to contain the used coolant, which becomes radioactive after being in contact with the fuel rods.
Personally, I'm all just for shipping it out to space. Let's just launch it all into the sun.
That's a bit harder than it sounds. First of all, we don't have any rockets powerful enough to do that. Even the Saturn V moon rocket, the most powerful rocket ever built, can only launch large payloads up to the moon. When NASA's newest rocket, the SLS, is completed, we might be able to improve on that, but even that probably wouldn't be quite powerful enough. And then there's the problem of shipping the nuclear waste. Nobody wants a train or truckload of spent nuclear fuel driving through their state or town, so it would be extremely difficult to get the fuel rods to the launch pad. And if the rocket exploded after launch, like the Orbital Sciences Antares rocket on October 28th, the ground below it would be littered with radioactive fallout.
It may sound dangerous, but in the right hands, nuclear power can provide cheap, clean energy to all the world. Not to mention the fact that it's really freaking cool. Massive reactor buildings crammed with some of the world's most advanced technology, all to contain and harness one of the most powerful and dangerous reactions known to exist, and we use it to charge our iPhones. Awesome, right? It's like a nerd's wildest dreams come true. Well, that's all for this episode. Thanks for listening.